authenticity of Hadith al-Saghalain or Hadith of the two weighty things.
از بدیهیات دین ما این است که در هیچ زمینه‌ای برای خدا شریک قائل نشویم. در کتب ادعیه شما مکررن از غیر خدا طلب حاجت می شود.
سید سلطان الوایز این شیرازی: We do not at all rely on some of your traditions, especially the hadith you call al-Thaqalain. There are many innovations in your hadith books and examples of polytheism, like seeking fulfillment of our desires from the imams rather than from Allah. What is polytheism? Polytheism means to turn to any other person or thing rather than to Allah for the satisfaction of our needs. It has been observed that Shias never invoke Allah. They invoke the imams. It is nothing but polytheism.
حاجت خواهی مستقیم از خدا نیز مورد توجه ما هست. ولی اینکه چرا ما دنبال وسیله هستیم مربوط می شود به دستوری که خداوند متعال در آیه 35 سوره مائده به ما مؤمنان داده.
I'm afraid you distort facts. The prophet said in a tradition acknowledged by both sects, All my people, I leave behind me for you two great objects of authority, the book of Allah and my Ahl Bayt. Should you remain attached to these two, never, never shall you be misled after me. For verily, these two shall never, never be separated from each other until they meet me at the fountain of Kothar.
تصور میکنم اشتباه میکنید. سند حدیث ثقلین صحیح نیست. چون که بخاری در صحیح خود آن را نیاورده.
نه خیر اشتباه نمیکنم. درستی اسناد این حدیث به قدری مسلم و محکم است که حتی ابن حجر متعصب می نویسد این حدیث از طریق 20 نفر از اصحاب رسول خدا نقل شده است. مگر هر حدیثی که بخاری نقل نکرده.
I think you're mistaken when you say that this hadith is authentic and that it has been accepted by all since it is unknown by our great ulama. To prove this, I may say that the greatest narrator of hadith of our sect, Muhammad ibn Ismail Bukhari, does not record it in his Sahih, which is the most authentic book after the Holy Quran.
I'm not mistaken about it. The authenticity of this holy hadith has been acknowledged by your own ulama. Even Ibn Hajar Makki, for all his intolerance and prejudice, accepts it as true. You should consult Sawa'iqul Muhraqa. Part 2, Chapter 2, pages 89 to 90, under verse 4, in which, after quoting the statements of Tirmizi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Tibrani, and Muslim, he says, Know that the hadith concerning attachment to the Thaqalain, the holy descendants of the Prophet and the Holy Quran, has been narrated in many ways. The narrators of this hadith number more than 20 companions of the Prophet. Then he says that there is some difference in the manner in which this tradition has been narrated. Some say that it was narrated when the Prophet was on his last Hajj at Arafah. Some say it was related in Medina, when the Holy Prophet was on his deathbed and his room was full of his companions. Others say that it was narrated at Qadir Khum, and some say it was narrated after his return from Taif. After saying all this, he, Hajar Makki himself, comments that there is no significant difference in the hadith itself. As for all the different occasions, it is probable that the Prophet recounted this tradition time and again in order to emphasize the greatness of the Holy Quran and his holy descendants. As for the hadith of Thaqalain, two weighty things, which Bukhari has not included in his collection, the other authentic books of your sect have related it. In fact, even the great traditionist Muslim, who is regarded as being equal to Bukhari, has also related it. The other scholars who have related this tradition are the following. Muslim ibn Hajjaj in his Sahih, volume 7, page 122, Abu Dawud in his Sahih, Tirmizi in his Sunan, part 2, page 307, Nisa'i in his Khasa'is, page 30. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, in his Musnad, volume 3, page 14 to 17, volume 4, page 26 and 59, and volume 5, page 182 and 189. Hakim in Mustadrak, volume 3, page 109 and 148. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym Isfahani in his Hilyatul Awliya, volume 1. Sibt ibn Jawzi in his Tazkira, page 182. Razin in his Jami' Bayna Sahah Sitta. Tabrani in his Tariq Kabir. Zahabi in his Talkhis Mustadrak. Ibn Kasir Damashqi in Tafsir, volume 4, under the verse of Mawadda. And Ibn Hajar Makki in Sawa'iqul Muhraqah. Based on this genuine hadith, we hold that we should seek adherence to the Holy Quran and the Ahl Bayt of Muhammad.
Abu Huraira hadith Saghalain ra ba qayd kitab Allah wa sunnati naql namude ast.
In guftahay Abu Huraira az daraje etebar saqit ast. Zimnan in ra ham ezafe konam.
This hadith of the Prophet has been related by Salih ibn Musa bin Abdullah bin Ishaq through his accredited chain of narrators, saying that Abu Huraira reported it in this way: I leave behind me two great things, the Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, and my Sunnah tradition.
You again quote the hadith from the same wicked person who has been rejected by critics of Shia, like Zahabi, Yahya, Imam Nisa'i, Bukhari, and Ibn Uday. Aren't you satisfied with the reliable references that I have made from your own great ulama regarding this hadith? You quote an unacceptable version of the hadith, even though both Shiites and Sunnis have accepted that the Holy Prophet used the words the Book of Allah and my progeny and not my Sunnah. In fact, Book, Quran, and Sunnah, tradition, both require interpretation. Traditions, therefore, cannot explain the Holy Quran. So the progeny of the Prophet, who are the equals of the Holy Quran, are the real interpreters of the Quran, as well as the traditions, Sunnah, of the Prophet.
المصطفى والمرسل